Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And you're in the right place if you want to turn your vibration on. So I just want you to reset yourselves right now by simply asking yourself, what do I want? To get yourself aligned on Faith Street, okay? Not on Fear Street, where you're in a mode of complaint. Let's get you back on Faith Street and leave Fear Street behind. Today, I want to share with you a profound download that I received a couple of days ago. And it's from a place of where I meditate every morning. I endeavour to do that every single morning so that I can go into myself to bring out that part of me which is light. I am light. But to hear God's voice, you have to be still. You have to remove yourself from the physicality of who you are and get into your spiritual self, because God is spiritual, so that you can hear that spiritual voice. And so when you close your eyes, meditate and go within it. And be still. This is when you can attune yourself to true guidance. Guidance from that higher intelligence that sees all things and knows all things. And one of the main messages that I received is the question and the answer. Are we really separated? Yes, we have our physical bodies, but we are spiritual beings. So we appear to be separate because of our physical beings. But when you do not see that you have that problem of perceiving incorrectly that in fact you are not separate, then that's when our problems ensue. So let's go right into this. Sit back and take it in. For some, it may seem as if I'm babbling. For others, I pray that it opens your eyes. I love this. A problem cannot be solved if you do not know what it is. A problem cannot be solved if you do not know what it is. And even if that problem has been solved, but you do not recognize that it has been solved, for you, it might as well not have been solved in the first place, because you will not walk in the knowledge that it has been solved. I'm going to tell you a story about my granddaughter. One day I went to pick her up from school. It's not really about her, but it, you know, relates to her. Picked her up from school with the intention to take her to the doctor. And I realised I wanted to go to the toilet. So I thought, you know what, let me just quickly go home and put the key in the lock inside the front doormat. Literally stood there. Mia, stand there, don't move. Nana's just going to run up the stairs directly in front, go to the toilet, down the stairs. I did that, came back downstairs. I couldn't find the keys. And I'm like looking at my body, like touching myself, like, where's the keys? You know, like,
ran back upstairs. Oh, it must be in the bathroom. Must have left it on the side. Went, it wasn't there. Came back downstairs. Mia, have you seen my keys? No, I've just been standing here the whole time. I looked into the kitchen. I went to the kitchen, but I thought, it's not in the kitchen. I didn't go to the kitchen. I'm not heading in the sitting room. That's ridiculous. I know I didn't go in there. Where's the keys? Has anything crazy like that happened to you before? Like, you just think, huh? I'm just literally just, I'm starting to become frustrated now. Ran upstairs again, came back down. No, like, I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I'm standing there and I remembered what I usually do when I lose something. So I calmed myself down. And I said, I have this formula that I do. I said, whatever I've lost, I say, I have it in my hand. Took a deep breath, exhaled. And I said, I have my keys in my hand. And usually what I do in situations like that, I let it go. Don't even think about it. And in that gap, the Holy Spirit can come in and show me. My spirit shows me where it is without me thinking about it. Because when you let go of what's in your head, what's in your way, spirit can now come in and guide you effortlessly to where it is. You might take a cushion and move it to one side and there's the thing that you're looking for. It's amazing. I don't know if any of you have ever had that experience. So here I am, stood on the mat, and I'm looking at my hand and I say, I have the keys in my hand. And in my hand is my purse. Now, what you've got to realize is I don't usually walk with a purse. I don't usually walk with a purse. I'll have my keys in my hand and my mobile phone. That's it. But this particular day, I'd had a little bit of change and I'd put the change inside of the purse. You know, it's jangling about. And I looked at my hand. And I realized the keys were in my hand the whole time. Except it was in the purse. And because it didn't look like how I expected it to look, I did not recognize it. Raise your hand if that makes sense. Because the solution did not look the way that I expected it to look, I did not recognize it. How many times have you had a problem? The solution came, it was there the whole time, right in front of you, but you didn't recognize it. Because it didn't look how you expected it. And because you didn't recognize it, you couldn't walk in the energy that that problem had actually been solved. There I was running around frustrated, and I had it the whole time. Why do I share that with you? Because this is the situation of the world. This is the situation of the world. The problem of separation, which is really the only problem, has already been solved. But if you do not recognize it, you will not walk in the energy of it. You are not separated from your brother or your sister. You never were separated from your brother or sister. You were always one. You were always one with God. You were created in His image. God is one. He is the beginning and the end. There is no difference. He is an all-inclusive God. You may be different expressions depending on how you look at it. Points of view. We come to the story of the tree. which version of you is right, the one that's looking at the tree from above or the one that's looking at the tree from below. You're both right from your point of view. And yet you are one. There is no difference. And so here we have this expression, you are your brother's keeper. Yes, you are. Because whatever you do to him, you also do to yourself. What you do to him is a reflection of your inside. There is no inside and outside. There is only an inside and outside if you see yourself as a body. You're not a body. You are a spiritual being that has a body. Just like I have this pen. You are not a body. You are not separate from your brother. You are spirit. So when you see yourself not as a body, you literally see yourself as one with everyone. What is good for me is good for you. What is good for me, I will tell you, because we are one. Different mindset, different ideology. And this is the energy that you walk in. When you walk in that energy and you greet every single person as your brother or your sister, the rapport that you will have with that person will be incredible. Because the person will say, hold on a minute. What is it about this person? This person's different. Why is it that this person can look at me in my eye? Because when I look in your eyes, I see my eyes. I'm looking beyond. I'm not just looking at you on the surface. I'm looking beyond that. I'm looking at the light of God that you are standing in front of me. That's what you are. You are the light. You are a child of the Most High. And I have to recognize that inside of you because I recognized it inside of me. It's like that story of the tramp. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, where there's a mother walking into a cafe. She has a child sat on the side, you know, of her hips. And as the child's walking in, she sees a tramp near the door. And she reaches out her fingers and touches, and he reaches out his fingers and their fingers just about touch. And when the mother looks back and sees what's going on, she's like, oh, and she pulls the child away. The tramp later cried and said it was the most beautiful moment he had in his life. Because someone saw past the dirt. Someone saw the light in him enough to reach out their hand and touch him where he had not been touched for years. Touch. When you see your brother, despite what he has done to you, ignore. Forgive him of his grievances. The Bible says, Peter asked, how many times shall I forgive my brother, Jesus? Peter said, and Jesus replied, 77 times 7, I believe. What he was really saying is, do as I do, do as God does. God doesn't see your grievances. He doesn't see it. See, when God tells us to do something, he's revealing who he is. He's saying, have no grievance against your brother. Embrace your brother. He is light as you are. He's a child of God as you are. He's your brother as you are. It's such a stark contrast, such a stark contrast teaching from what the world tells you. The world tells you to hold on to your grievances. Hold on to unforgiveness. And so we see the state of the world today. Are you your brother's keeper? Yes, you are. And so the reason why I'm sharing this today is for you to understand that your brother or sister might do something to you, maybe to someone that you love. But if you can see that person the way that God sees them, it's in that seeing that it will initiate change. If you see the love that the person is and you connect your love with that person's love and recognize that there is no separation, your entire life will change. Try on for size. Try it on for size. You know, I love to study A Course in Miracles. A student of truth. A student of God's word. And this is a very important message. You know, everyone in the world seems to have his own special problems. Yet they are all the same. There's no difference. It stems from the same place. And it must be recognized as one. If the one solution that solves them all is accepted. That's what salvation is. Salvation is when you can accept the truth of who you are. Who can see that a problem has been solved if he thinks the problem is something else? I'll say it again. Who can see that a problem has been solved if he thinks the problem is something else? Even if he is given the answer, he will not be able to see its relevance. He cannot see its relevance. And that's the position in which you find yourself now. You already have the answer, but you're still uncertain about what the problem is. And so if you're uncertain about what the problem is, if you think it's something else, then you cannot even see the answer right in front of you. And so you see, the temptation to regard problems as many separate little problems is the temptation to keep the problem of separation unsolved. The world presents you with a range of different problems, each requiring a different answer. However, this perspective or perception, it places you in a position to, in which your problem solving is inadequate because it's just a point of view. And so therefore, failure is inevitable. You see, because just because you have an opinion, just because you see something a certain way, and yes, it's your truth, but it doesn't make it the truth. It doesn't make it the answer. So I guess all those years ago when I asked the question, I didn't know it was a question, but it came from within to know the difference between right and wrong. In me doing that, I was saying to God that I do not know the answer. What is the answer then? What is the solution to knowing the difference between right and wrong? And here, God was saying to me, through his spirit, there is no difference. Because what you offer is your point of view. And your point of view is inadequate to solve a problem because you cannot see the whole picture. Your point of view is inadequate because you do not know even what the problem is. So how can you then solve it? The solution to the problem of separation is that there is no separation. I have to thank God for that knowledge. To thank God for that knowledge, to have that knowledge, if you really get it and you allow that to sink deep into you, it will transform your world. And in passing in that knowledge, it will transform the world of others. Because you cannot solve these problems with the mindset that you have of separation. And because your problem solving is inadequate and failure is inevitable, it then therefore is inevitable that dismay and depression will follow you. And some are going to spring up unexpectedly, just as you think you've resolved one problem, another one is going to spring up. Others remain dormant or unresolved. Unresolved, that's a deep one, because it's unresolved. Under this cloud of denial, you're living in la la land. And from time to time, it will rise up to haunt you because it's never been resolved. Only to be hidden again by another problem that is unresolved. So this grievance, this pile of darkness forms within you. You get deeper and deeper into the darkness, and beyond it, when you look inside, when you look within and you journey within, you don't need eyes to see. You journey within, past the darkness, past the cobwebs, past the grievances and the unresolved problems. And you look beyond. You cast the cloud, the darkness to one side, and you keep on going. Ooh, what's left? A shining light. The child of the Most High. And all of this complexity of problems is just a desperate attempt for you to not recognize the problem. And so therefore it remains unresolved. And if you could recognize that your only problem is separation, no matter what form it takes, you could accept the answer. And so when I received that answer to know the difference between right and wrong. There is no difference. That could only have come from a higher place. There is no difference. God was telling me that there is no separation. Because think about it. There is no difference equates to there is no separation. That's what the message was trying to tell me. There is no difference. There is no separation. Years, a journey of years to unveil that significant truth. So no matter what form it takes, i.e. the problem, you could accept the answer no matter what form it takes, that your only problem is separation, because you would see its relevance. You would see that you have the means. You would recognize that you have the means to solve them all, because you recognize the problem. And that's the problem with society. We don't recognize the problems. When I think about relationships, dating, patterns of attracting the same over and over again, it's because you do not recognize the problem. It's like the hamster in the wheel, isn't it? Going round and round in circles. At some point, you have to say, these are my results. These are my results. There's no separation between what I do and my results. You see, when you think of the fact that, hold on a minute, they're my results. I'm not separate from my results. I am one with my results. There's no difference here. When you stop identifying yourself as a body. So if I'm attracting this and there's no separation between me and that person, then my results. I know it sounds really deep, right? So therefore, maybe there's something about me that needs to change. Because you recognize the problem. So I want you to kind of just think about these words today. We will try to realize that we only have one problem, which we have failed to recognize. And you can do exactly what I've done. You just ask the question before you go to bed. Ask the question, ask it in the day, whatever it is. And wait for the answer. Do not lean on your own understanding, as the good book says. Let it go and wait for the answer to come to you. If you give spirit just a chink in the armor, in your armor, and give it just that willingness to know, the Holy Spirit can open it all up for you. So be willing to wait for the answer and ask for the solution to it. All you need to do about your situation, because you already have the answers, is just to entertain the fact, entertain some doubt about the reality of your version of what your problems are. That's all you have to do. You want the problem and the answer to be brought together so that you can have peace, peace of mind. So whenever any difficulty comes to you or seems to rise up, just tell yourself quickly, let me recognize this problem so
that it can be solved. Let me recognize this problem so that it can be solved. Just say that before you go to bed. And then when you do that, suspend all judgment about what the problem is, what you perceive the problem is, because I'm telling you, you don't know what the problem is. And if possible, just close your eyes for a moment.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.